This is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine from Canada.
With conversations about color analysis, we'll be talking about what having your colors done means in the modern world. And with an everyday take on living with your season to choose apparel, cosmetics, and hair color to flatter and even enhance your natural coloring.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of a podcast dedicated to looking like a color insider. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab. For show notes, follow the title of the show from the listing to find the corresponding post. We appreciate your questions and suggestions for future topics, which can be added to the comment box. If you're thinking of sending in a question, please do. If you're asking a question, so are many other people, and the list of reader questions is already 4 or 5 shows long. And we've got other topics that we would love to introduce to you as well. So let's get your questions on the list as soon as possible. We do group them according to topic, but the sooner they're sent in, the sooner they can appear on a show.
Welcome to episode 2, Color Basics Part 1, in which we discuss some of the basic concepts of and terminology of personal color analysis. We really wanted to get super clear on the foundation for the podcast, so we have written down some points. We're reading these from notes so that the listeners new to the topic have a good foundation as we begin. So, and we'll be reverting to our usual conversational style very soon. And we'll hop right into it and start with the question, what do seasons have to do with natural coloring?
Right. Season does not just refer to time of year. Every person's coloring includes a version of every color. It's like having a rainbow made out of your own colors. Each one of our colors is in harmony with the others, which means that they have a preset calibration. It's like an internal symmetry. We'll talk a lot more about the meaning of harmony in another show, but for now, another way to describe harmony is to say that all of our colors share certain properties, like their warmth level, for example, or their darkness range, or their brightness or softness. It's as if they all follow the same code or formula, and because they're related by these properties, they can be measured or analyzed, and they're able to form patterns and groups. Those groups are the seasons. The properties are also given the name of color dimensions. The light-dark range is known as value. The soft-bright range goes by chroma or saturation. They have slightly different meanings, but we use them interchangeably. And hue. In our world, hue means the color family, just like it does everywhere, like red or blue. But it also refers to the warm-cool level, probably because the color wheel can be divided into warm and cool halves. Where green, blue, and violet are the colors we associate with coolness, and yellow, orange, and red are considered to be warm.
Season goes back to the early days of color analysis when it was noticed that human colors are harmonious and the groups of the natural seasons. Therefore, season means group of natural coloring. There are 12 groups, so 12 seasons. These include the 4 original or true seasons of spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Each true season has 2 neighbors, one on the light or sunny side, one darker on the shady side, which make up the 8 neutral seasons where most people fit best. That's another concept we're going to come back to. And I'm kind of partial to the term color tone too, as a name for the seasons. I know we use seasons and we'll keep doing that, but listen to that, color tone. It's hemisphere neutral and it ties into music. We talk about harmony a lot, harmony between the colors and harmony between the person and the colors. I like that connection between our coloring and music.
The connection with nature in our pigments, our colors, in rainbows. It's more than just similar colors, though. As humans, we evolved to see nature's color offerings, color renditions, as the most pleasing, the most complete, the most satisfying. quite literally based in our biology. Nature offers endless color variations, variations in color as light shifts over a day, and variations in its pigments, in chlorophyll alone, over a day or a year. Paint pigments are made of minerals, and they're far more limited. Cosmetics, hair color, they're made of their own pigments, and as humans, we have ours. What's so special about humans, though, is that unlike animals, we did evolve to see color to survive the way the animals do, but we do something really unique to us. We use it to express ourselves. We put paintings on our walls more than photographs because that element of human expression creates sensations far beyond linear, logical color formulas. As we dress, we become our own painting. We move, the light catches the folds of the fabric, the curve of a lip, the shine of a stone, and we create variations in color that mimic those of the natural world to which we belong. Combine what we already have within us with what we add to our appearance, and the picture is so much more exciting than just lipstick swatched on paper.
Yep. This crossroads between science and art is exactly where our system of color analysis lies. What you said about hanging paintings on the wall rather than photos reminds me of a quote from SciArt founder Catherine Callas, something like, "Artists have always used colors to express themselves. Why should we not use colors to express who we really are?" So, about seasons. In the 12-tone SciArt system, we have four main or true seasons and a total of 12 seasons, including the neutral seasons. There are color analysis systems that assign a personal palette to each and every client, but we belong to a system that uses 12 color tones. If we have too few categories, we overgeneralize, and if we have too many, we lose the ability to tell them apart. I think it makes perfect sense to have a division of 12 because already with 12 categories or color tones or seasons, we are at the limit of how many different color nuances regular human eyes can discern and still preserve the unique expression of each of the groups.
Perfect. I agree so much. That's exactly how it works. The next question, and this is something people ask often because, well, they're just not sure what exactly happens during and right after a color analysis.
Yep. So let's describe a client's visit to the color analyst. She comes and sits down in the color analyst's private studio. We'll link to the exact place where you can look up your nearest analyst on chrysalis.com in the show notes. So she sits down. She's seated in front of a mirror. She or he, visible from just below the shoulders, and the analyst will move colored fabrics in a particular order. Seeing how much your face changes in that mirror is almost hypnotic, if not unbelievable. So over a 1 to 2 hour period, comparisons are made, decisions are explained, and eliminations made from the 12 season chart on the table until you arrive at your season. From there, the analyst will discuss your colors and may show you more colors, apply cosmetics, demo practical shopping tips, discuss hair color, or whatever topic you had questions about. You take all this information home along with your brand new palette of colors.
I agree that you do take lots of information home. Sometimes to a brand new client, they can seem like there's almost too much information. Where do you start with all of this? And I suggest to clients to wait a week or two and work through some of the resources available before going shopping. I think one of the biggest things that you receive once you know your season is what to type into the search box. What about all of this information on Google and on Pinterest is about you? There's so much of it, so many pictures, so many explanations, and the analyst will send you home with written documentation, and then you just want to spend time looking at your palette and absorbing it. you'll find that you step into a world that's colored just for you. You'll wonder how long it's been there. And I always think, you know, how long has this been here and why didn't I know about it? You'll discover that there's no limit to how many designs you can create from one season of colors. And our eyes just need time to learn something new, something they might have never seen before.
Mm-hmm. So, on to the next question. Why does the season concept work for choosing clothes and makeup? Humans are colored in harmony. This we covered earlier. And the term refers to agreement and relatedness in a human by virtue of a single biology. The red of hemoglobin, the yellow of our keratin, and the brown, blue, and black of our own melanin are related and found throughout our whole body.
Maybe you've noticed from the pigments that Yaron just described that we contain our versions of the primary colors. Red, yellow, and blue are often thought to be the artist's traditional primary colors, and every person has their version, and then from there can create every other color within us in harmony. And again, that's such an important topic that we're going to devote another section of a show to it. So the harmony that's in us, we want to keep it going. We want to extend it to everything that we add. Our makeup can become a continuation of what we are already. Our hair color is completely believable and flattering. Looks like it happened by itself, and it looks terrific with our clothing. Season might be like a formula that just makes sense of it all, so you don't have to. You know what colors to work with. Ignoring the other 90% frees up a lot of mind space, a lot of calendar space, and a lot of wallet space. You know what? I don't want to invent my own workouts or recipes. Not if somebody who is a whole lot better at it than me has already done it. I do want to be given a planned group of exercises or ingredients better than anything I could have come up with myself. Still works as a connected, interlocking system for the rest of my life and gets me the result I want. And a season palette is that product. I don't have to think about it because someone who knows exponentially more than me already has.
Hmm. I love the wording, make sense of it all so you don't have to. It's so relaxing. And the idea that this knowledge, it frees up time and energy so that we can spend our time on more important stuff.
I think that the piece that's missing, Yaron, and I'm sure you've had this experience with clients too, is that folks don't know how to factor themselves into the appearance equation. You go to the store, there's all kinds of choice there, but how do you start with yourself and make decisions from there? Whatever we wear, other people see us in a 50-50 relationship with our clothing, our makeup, our hair color. An artist might start with a blank canvas, decorator might start with an empty room, but that's not what dressing a human is like. We have one big difference, which is half the colors are already in place. Those foundational colors around which everything else would revolve and be seen with are already chosen for us. Well, two differences, actually. The focal point is already in place when we decorate humans, and that's the eyes. This is where other people look to find our meaning. They don't look at our jacket. They don't look at our eyeliner. Those are the supporting cast. So your season palette explains your 50% contribution to your overall impression to you, so you know how to work with what's there. What lipstick is going to be uneventful or too bright? If there were one hair color to never wear, well, what would it be?
So we are already, we have 50%, and then we add 50%, and that 50% can subtract or add to our presence, right? And as long as we're not going to walk around naked, we will add or subtract to our appearance by our color choices. It's a given. And the brilliant thing is that you can do this on any budget. You always have color choices in clothing stores. Knowing your season makes you able to make those choices. A blouse in your color doesn't cost more than the other blouse that's in the wrong color, but the blouse in your color makes you look more expensive.
We have one final question for today. Does season change with age? This is another very, very popular question. And March and April here on Chrysalis Color are dedicated to color in the mature woman. I believe that season remains the same. We don't have a database of people analyzed by the same system spanning over 20 or 40 years, but we have many, many clients over 40. And the season patterns and distributions, they stay the same. The analysis process, the color reactions, all the same. Winters still react as winters. On the other end of the age spectrum with the very young, we don't have big databases of very young people and seasons. And it may be that at this life stage, season is more in flux. Many young people are settled in their colors by the time they're 5, probably even 1. Others seem to grow into season through their adolescence. And this is most often the winter types. Do their pigments mutate, or do they just look different? I think it might be some of both. I think some young children intensify and change season over adolescence, and others don't. I'm not sure if pigments change in DNA. Maybe they would have tested at winters as winters at age 5. We just don't know. Very few people analyze very young children, well, except maybe color analysts with their own children.
Well, those of us who have children who can sit still long enough.
Right. It's an exercise in moving quickly. You know, looking different, that's not the same as your pigments changing. And if your pigments change, your analysis reactions do. This is a very, very important concept. Your season is not about what you look like. It's about how you react to colors around you. So the analyst puts those colored fabrics under your face, and she's watching to see what happens, and it happens in less than 5 seconds. In a plant, well, the cuticle thickens over the growing season. Colors appear different. In a young plant, light passes through more easily. Colors look brighter or more acidic. Well, is the chlorophyll pigment actually different, or is it those other factors causing the difference? The supporting tissues, the supporting pigment, the surrounding pigments. Not sure about that. What do you think, Joran?
It does seem counterintuitive. We do look a little softer than we used to. Perhaps because less water in us or changing skin texture. But to change season, our pigments would have to change completely. And I never known that to happen, you know. You don't go from winter to summer just because you get older. And undertone and testing reactions, they do remain the same. They're always. And I was just looking at a couple of images, photos of a woman in two different outfits. Same gray hair. In one photo, she had quiet colors, pastels, and in the other photo, she was wearing bold colors and also wearing different eyeglasses. The bold eyeglasses were a better choice, and the bold clothing. And then I was thinking about how much more present and radiant she looked with the bolder colors, even though the hair was the same. So with that woman, it would be a completely wrong choice to go with the bland colors just because her hair has silvered and turned gray because she disappeared. And I found the same with myself. I used quieter choices before, especially in eyeglasses, because I thought that with neutral eyeglasses the face would show better. But actually the face and features became bland too. I found this when my hair turned gray, that it was really important.
I hear very often from mature clients that they have trouble getting service in stores, or that they feel that they're not noticed as much. And so often it's because they've disappeared. They've become hard to see. They've quieted their appearance down so much that they become, well, a little bit literally hard to see. The season colors, the groups of colors, the 12 seasons, it's a progression from one season to the next in a circle, like moving around the face of a clock. And we've posted the season cycle in the show notes so you can see the progression. We don't cross the circle in our color reactions. Autumns and springs do not analyze the same way. I don't believe that there are blended seasons between summers and winters, for example. To change seasons, so now if people are going to change season, they have to move to an immediate neighbor on that season necklace. Well, you'd either have to warm up or darken. That just doesn't seem to happen with age. We might wear our colors differently, though many of us don't. I don't. I wear plenty of color. It's just more streamlined with me than it did when I was younger. Joran, have you changed the way you wear your colors?
No, actually, I haven't. Not at all. Not in clothing. And if anything, I wear the stronger colors of my palette as my hair becomes lighter and more silvery. I wear the stronger colors in clothing. And maybe it's to compensate. I feel that it brings more balance in my appearance if I compensate by choosing the bolder colors. And eyeglasses. I wear much bolder eyeglasses now than I've ever done before. But with makeup, I've noticed that I tend to choose from the lighter end of the lipstick palette. And I'm leaving the darker, bolder lipsticks that I used to wear alone now. But both of those choices are possible, and they're within the palette. It's just a choice. But I think we'll discuss this in more depth in the next show, and that will be in 2 weeks' time. And in that episode, we will talk more about use of color with age. Among other things, we're going to talk about the true autumn, true spring notion that warm seasons don't gray well. We'll also talk about harmony and about whether people are able to know their colors instinctively.